This is a prepaid call from
William Coates,
an inmate at the county correctional facility. All phone calls are subject to recording and monitoring. To decline this call, press 9 now, and to accept this call, press 1 now. Thank you. Your call has been accepted.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is an HM bonus edition of the program. It's a Wednesday evening. It is the 30th of July, 2025. I know, where the heck were you earlier? I know. Sorry about that. I did post about it, but didn't have an episode tonight, but we did record one early. So it'll be up on Sunday at midnight right here on YouTube, willsyoutube.com, Rumble, and of course the Substack. You can go and get it right now, hmbradio.substack.com. And you can do that for free. So I'd encourage you to go sign up there. But I wanted to pop on, I had a few minutes. I was going to go to the gym. I didn't make it tonight. I've been really good about it, though. I don't feel like I need to explain myself to you necessarily. I'm just saying I have been going. My father stopped by. We went and had dinner. And then I had some beers at dinner. So I intended to go. I raced home. You know, the gym closes at 9. It was 8:10 when I got home. And then since I had beer and chicken wings, I had to use the toilet first. And let's just say it took a little bit of time. So I didn't make it. Again, it happens. But I figured since I didn't do that, I should come speak with you all this evening. We did the episode, by the way, is kind of like a tribute to Tampa Bay's most famous person ever, who we lost over the weekend, last weekend. I'm sure you know who that is. And you can hear about it on Sunday. So anyway, I saw this story and I found it fascinating. It's really, we're really running into where the rubber meets the road with civilization. This is just a small, well, not really small. I mean, it is kind of an epidemic throughout the country of homelessness. And, you know, I always kind of grew up feeling sorry for those people, and I still do, but it's, you know, it's different now that I'm a little older and I kind of understand from my perspective how things work. And I'll tell you my rationale behind that happily. But St. Petersburg, man, spent a lot of time in St. Petersburg, grew up in Largo, and then I took the long journey down to St. Petersburg, where I lived for about a decade. And there was always, you know, some homeless people out on the streets in any city. You know, you're kind of going to have that. Now, some places are more akin to it than others. Some cities make laws where, you know, or not laws, I guess, that make it not really an enforceable issue. So then you run into things like panhandling, you know, public urination, defecation, people sleeping on the streets, which is not good for anybody, including the people that are doing it. And then you kind of run into, well, where does the government need to be involved here? Because I don't really want people, you know, they don't have a home, their income, their financial situation doesn't allow for it. You can't criminalize that and put them in jail. But also, just living in St. Pete for that many years, I don't know what the percent, I'm going to guess, okay? So I don't have any data here. I'm sure you could find some data to contradict this and then call me an A-wipe, which maybe I am at this point. I don't know anymore. I don't know really what to believe anymore out of anything, but I do have my personal experience. And as we've learned over the past few years, that's most important. How you personally feel is the reality of the situation. But I'm being condescending here, being a little tongue-in-cheek, but I mean it. There are, I'm going to guess, as far as people who are just down on their luck, lost their job, got kicked out of their house, have nobody to stay with, you can't stay at a friend's house, you've just, all those options have finally given out. So now you're just on your own. You're in the streets. Your car, you don't have a car anymore. Your car broke down. I'm going to guess there are a total of three of those people out of the vast homeless population, there are three people who are just really down on their luck and they need some help. There are, you know, again, I don't have any example of this, but I know there are services, you know, there's churches, there's government, there's places where you can get some assistance. I would say it's just very unlikely people who are just, like I said, down on their luck, not abusing any sort of substance like drugs, including alcohol, that are just genuinely down on their luck. I don't know, like I said, what the exact percentage is, but I think it's very, very few. And the vast, vast majority, 90+% are people who are either severely mentally ill and medicating with drugs or alcohol, or just drug or alcohol addicts. I'm gonna 96. No, that seems too low. 96% seems too low. 98.9% are in that category. Now, if someone's not within their mental faculties and they're mentally ill, you shouldn't put them in jail, but they can't be a part of society either. You can't have people sleeping on the streets, crapping on the streets, peeing on the streets, asking for money, and just, you know, a health hazard, frankly. It's not good for anybody, including the person. So this story here is interesting. It's a She's So Crispy. It was originally a food truck, I believe. Apparently, they have a restaurant now, which I did not know. I went down to St. Petersburg a couple weeks ago and barely recognized it. I moved on from St. Pete. I'm a Pinellas Park man now. So I've taken the trek back north, closer to my homestead of Largo. So now I'm in the Pinellas Park area of the county. And I pretty much just stay there. I don't venture too much out to St. Petersburg anymore. I love St. Pete. Had a great time there. But it's just too far of a journey for me, the 10 miles. It's too vast. So this She's So Crispy lady, the restaurant owner, she's actually suing the city over this. And I thought it was interesting because, like I said, it's where the rubber meets the road here. Let's listen to this. This is from WFLA.
St. Petersburg. She says the city is allowing people to sleep out in public and it's impacting her business. News Channel 8's Marilyn Parker is live in downtown St. Pete tonight. Now, Marilyn, the restaurant She's So Crispy is steps away from Williams Park. And that's where the complaint says this problem's coming from.
Yes, but it's not just the sleeping. This complaint alleges atrocious behavior by those who are sleeping outside. It also says that, you know, according to state law, they're not even supposed to be there. So they're accusing the city of allowing it to happen.
These pictures show people sleeping outside in downtown St. Petersburg. It's being used as evidence in a lawsuit against the city. The owner of She's So Crispy restaurant, Ronica Whaley, and her attorneys filed it Friday. They didn't want to speak on camera and sent us a statement saying the complaint speaks for itself. We started asking people what they thought of the people sleeping in the park.
I've worked in downtown St. Pete for 2 months now, and I haven't seen much change in the homelessness or the unhoused people and their situation,
the complaints.
Well, up in 2 months you've been there. I mean, give them some time. No, there hasn't been any sort of improvement. I remember at one point they were rounding them up at night and taking them to some sort of facility. I don't know if they're just, you know, the population grew to the point where they're not doing that anymore, but the city would literally pick them up so you could either go to jail or come here to this facility and, you know, get off the streets for night. And then they would have to spray the sidewalks with some sort of disinfectant to get the pee and poo away. If you go down any alleyway, you would smell a pretty pungent odor of pee down any of those places.
Says it's much deeper than that. It says by letting people sleep and camp at the park, the city permits behaviors like public defecation, urination, and violent threats. Police.
So obviously the defecation urination, like I said, is a is a big deal. It spreads disease. It's not compatible with modern society. And, you know, to the homeless people's, or, you know, houselessness, whatever word she used there. What are they supposed to do? They still have a body and it produces poo poo and pee pee and it has to go somewhere. So oftentimes it's either in your pants or maybe on the sidewalk. Those are kind of the two options that you have. The stores aren't going to let you, you know, use their bathroom, and they shouldn't, nor should they, but it's an issue. So what do you want to do? You want poo poo pee pee all over the place, or we want to take some action, which may mean potentially, no, is it civil rights? That doesn't seem right. You can't poop and pee on the street, right? That's a law. So you're breaking the law by doing that. So yes, technically it may be making homelessness, houselessness illegal. But yeah, otherwise you have to poop and pee outside, and that's against the law.
Reports included in the complaint show witnesses confirmed people defecated in the restaurant's cafe area. The filing also says on several occasions police told Whaley there is nothing that can be done or that they can't remove the people sleeping in the park or outside her restaurant. Some understand how it's impacted.
So I knew that, like I said, I thought at night, at least many years ago, they were removing them. But there is a new administration in now. Ken Welch is the mayor. I think Rick Kreisman tried to do something about it. I mean, I don't really know what you can do about this. There's a certain percentage of people who just can't live in society. But we shouldn't let those people ruin it for us either. I mean, I think most of them need psychiatric help. And there just aren't a lot of assets to do that.
Businesses.
And I don't really want to go into a Starbucks that's I've just been harassed outside of.
Is there circumstances or particularly like probably why they do the crime to start with?
The city of St. Pete says.
Good observation.
They do not comment on pending litigation. The city's website has a link to its current ordinances regarding homelessness and panhandling. Some residents say they want to see the city step up.
As much as the businesses and the, you know, the people that live in downtown and all of that are so important to the city, so are the unhoused people.
And the lawsuit.
You know, she's using the unhoused. That's what it is. The unhoused verbiage, which is, you can kind of tell where she's at politically by saying that. I don't know what the difference is. They change all these words and then make the original word offensive. So you can say houseless. What did she say? I already forgot it. Houselessness? No, I don't think that's it. But anyway, you know what I mean. If you say homeless, that can now be offensive in certain areas of society. But all of a sudden, she wants police to get involved, and she probably isn't bananas about the police on her Facebook page. Let's just put it that way. Making assumptions, but you know I'm right.
Wants the city to be found in violation of state law and be required to enforce it. The city was summoned in this case when it was filed on the 25th. They have 20 days to respond. We're live in downtown St. Pete tonight. Marilyn Parker, 8 on your side.
Thank you, Marilyn. Appreciate it. So I'm interested, what kind of, like, is she demanding monetary damages here? I don't know how, if the city's just getting so overrun with the homeless population that they are just spilling out into the downtown area and harassing patrons of the area, people aren't going to go there. I don't go there, not necessarily because of that. It's just, I'm a Pinellas Park man now, and we got our own problems. So I don't know. I mean, like, you know what? She's so crispy. Come to Pinellas Park. Pinellas Park is where it's at. I don't think they play around with, you know, it's not a downtown sector. You know, there's a lot of great restaurants here in the PP. And there's not a lot of PP around, at least to my knowledge. I haven't really walked the streets of Pinellas Park because it's not very walkable. But I haven't smelled a lot of pee or seen any poo. So I'm just saying, maybe get out of there. Don't go there. There's plenty of room in Pinellas Park for you and your delicious food. So come to Pinellas Park. But I mean, it is interesting that you don't want to criminalize being down on your luck. but it's just not that. I used to be pro drugs, like drugs should be legal. And now I'm like, I don't know anymore, because then you get stuff like this. There are a tiny percentage of the population that can use drugs, hold down a job, keep a house, and pee and poo inside their house. And that's fine. But when you're letting it dominate your life, where you end up on the streets, then it becomes a big issue. It's a problem. I'm sorry, I don't want pee and poo where I'm trying to walk and eat. I think that's fair in 2025 in a civilized society, which we supposedly live in. I don't think it's too much to ask to get my delicious wonton and not have a piece of poo next to me while I eat it. That should be normal. But it's not. I remember talking to one guy, you know, I was much more compassionate when I was a little younger. I still am, but I got my answer too. And I remember talking to this guy, it was this dude I saw a few times, and he would actually kind of walk around and work. He'd be like, "Can I wash your car? Can I do this? Can I do that?" One time I let him wash my car and he did an okay job. And I spoke with him afterwards and I was like, "What can people do to help you? Really?" And he looked at me verbatim and said, "Nothing." He says, "I'm an alcoholic. I don't want to quit. I understand my act." Like, this guy was, he wasn't a mental patient. He was just a drunk. And he says, "I'm just going to, you know, drink until I am not alive anymore. And that's my plan. And that's what I want to do." And as a, you know, mostly libertarian, I go, okay. But also, if you're making pee pee and poo poo outside, I'm sorry, but you can't do that. And then something has to be done. Back in the 80s or 90s, Geraldo Rivera did and there was actually a movie too. It's like called, I can't even remember who's in it, but I watched it. It was a state mental hospital in Florida that got shut down for abusing inmates. Pretty much movie about Florida mental hospital. Chattahoochee. This is it. 1989. Who's in it? Gary Oldman's in it. Dennis Hopper. It's a kind of a scary movie, a little bit. It's about a Korean War vet. It's based on a true story. Ended up getting sent to this Florida mental hospital, which still exists. It's still around. It's a state facility, but they just didn't. After like stuff like this with the movie, and then Geraldo Rivera did a report on, you know, abuses in state facilities, they just kind of stopped sending people there. And, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, 70s, 80s, they would kind of say, okay, you're not fit for society. You got to be incarcerated in a mental hospital. Or hopefully we can get you back up and running again. But if not, you'll just stay here. But you also won't make pee pee and poo poo outside when people are trying to eat a wonton. So that's nice. Unfortunately, you know, as many government run facilities and, you know, there's privatized prisons too, which I'm sure are terrible. Corruption, you know, just bad people will sometimes be drawn to, you know, abusing people who are kind of vulnerable. And that's what happened with this Chattahoochee place back in the 50s. But what's the alternative? Now they're just on the streets. So that's bad. And it's bad for them. And it's bad for us. I just wish there was some sort of way to make these facilities good. Wouldn't that be nice? If there was some sort of state-run facility that took these people in, got them the medication, whatever they need, and a nice clean bed, get them bathed and showered, and try to rehab them back into society. That would be really nice if that was a thing. But I know this sounds bad. Even if it's not good there. At least they're not, they're put away and they're not making pee pee and poo poo on the streets. Is that wrong? It might be wrong, but I want to eat a wonton and I want you to eat a wonton. And there shouldn't be pee pee and poo poo when you're trying to do that all over the streets. Shouldn't let people do that. They shouldn't be abused, but yes, they should be incarcerated, hopefully rehabilitated, and making poo-poo and pee-pee in the toilet in their house. That would be nice. Go ahead and leave your hate comments below. I'm sure I offended some of you people. And it's okay to be wrong, which you are. Go eat a wonton, poo-poo and pee-pee free. Calm down. And we'll see you on Sunday at midnight. Thank you. Good night.
Back in the house for the 9-4.
You did good, sir.
Okay, I'm waiting for the punchline.
It's not a joke.
Anymore. You sit there and you thump your Bible and you say your prayers and it didn't get you anywhere. Talk about your Psalms, talk about John 3:16. Austin 3:16 says, I just whipped your ass.
I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me.
Do you consider yourself humorous?
I used to. There was a time when I found myself funny, but today you have proven me wrong. Thank you.
You're short on ears and long on mouth.
Do not come.
I'm gonna come.